Today's shiur is Masech to Gittin Daf Mem Vav, and we will get in Daf Mem Hei on the base at the bottom of the Omer at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Moitzis Ishtim Shem Shemra, if somebody divorces his wife because she has a bad reputation. She has a reputation, she's been acting immorally. Lo Yachzer, he may not take her back. Mishim Nedar, if he divorces the wife because he assumes she made a nether that he can't live with, again, lo yachzer, he may not take her back. Although we usually wait for the Gemara to explain what the Mishnah says, here to understand the Mishnah and help us understand the Gemara, we need to speak out what the Gemara is going to teach us. The Gemara is going to teach us in Mitzvah Shem, there are two possible reasons why this din is here. One is Mishum Pritzis. If a woman has a reputation of acting improperly, that's why a husband who divorces her should not be allowed to take her back. One explanation of the Gemara. Another explanation of the Gemara is Mishum Kalkula. What's the definition of Mishum Kalkula? If a husband divorces his wife because he suspected that she did something wrong, Pritzis. He suspected she made a nether, which she couldn't live with. And then it turns out she never made such a nether. And then it turns out that she didn't act improperly. And he turns around and says, if that was the case, I would have never divorced you. By the time he says this to her, she's already remarried. She already has children. What does that mean? By him saying it, he's saying that the get wasn't a good get. It wasn't real. And therefore, when she got remarried, she was still an Eishes Ish, and the children are Mamzerim. So Chazal said, you can't get remarried. You can never take her back, no matter what. And therefore, that concern is no longer in place. And as we're going to see in the Gemara debates what is the explanation of the Tanakhama. Interesting shaila that I saw, that the Mefarshim asked, and what would be the din if what he said was true? Now, here we're concerned that he'll find out that it wasn't true, and therefore we'll have all of these concerns. What happens if we find out that Shitaka acted improperly, and Shitaka made Nidorim, but he wants to take her back? Will the same din apply or not? So most Rishonim I saw say, of course the same din applies. If it applies when she didn't do anything wrong, it certainly should apply when she did something wrong. The Ramban gives a different explanation. That part of the understanding of our Gemara, the Mishnah, says the Ramban, is a concept that we find many places called Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Desura. Once you've identified something as being osur to you, it remains osur even if the reasons were wrong. And once he said to her that we can't remain married, that remains the case under all circumstances. Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between different types of nedar. He says, Kol nedar shiyodah by Rabbim, if it's a nether that people are aware of, v'yeda aloch is layachzer, you can't take her back. However, v'shlo yodah b'rabim, if people are not aware of the nether, yachzer, you can take her back. So as the Rishonim explain Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Rabbi Yehuda is going to teach us in the Gemara, a nether that's made b'rabim publicly doesn't have afara. You can't annul that nether. So that's why the husband knows that this is a nether that we can't ever come back together, and that's why the divorce remains divorce. But if it's a nether shlo yodah b'rabim, which has hafara, so there he could take her back. That's one pshat. Rambam learns a different pshat. If a woman makes nedarim b'rabim, if she makes a nether publicly, it's a proof that she's a prutza, that she doesn't act appropriately. That's why that marriage should not be revived. On the other hand, if she made nedarim, but she didn't make them publicly, it's not as serious, and that's why Yehuda says they could take her back. It's interesting, the Mefarshim asked, the Yoraba asks, a point of Yehuda. The point of Yehuda is that he makes it, that's only by neder shiyodah b'rabim. So why does he have to speak about both neder shiyodah b'rabim and shlo yodah b'rabim? By neder shiyodah b'rabim, he agrees with the Tanakhama. He should have only mentioned shlo yodah b'rabim. Answers the Yoraba, that we may think Rabbi Yehuda holds that a nether is never a reason that he can't come back. That's why we have to explain clearly what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Mefarshim also point out that it's only regarding the Dorim where Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction Neder Shiyodah Barabim versus Neder Shiloyah Barabim. But when we speak about a Shemra, there Rabbi Yehuda will agree with the Tanakhama. Then we have the next opinion. Ramei Oimer, Kol Neder Shetzor Chakiris Chokim, Lo Yachzer. Yishayin Etzor Chakiris Chokim, Yachzer. So the way that we should explain Ramei's opinion is as follows. We know there are two ways of annulling a Neder. One is that the husband can do a Farah, and one is that a Rav can do a Torah. Not every neder could a husband do afara. So says Reb Meir, if it's a neder that the husband could be made for, that's not a reason to make the divorce final. Because the husband obviously knew that he could be made for, and if he chose not to be made for, we don't have to worry that he's going to change his mind. But if it's a neder that could only be annulled through a rav, the husband could say, I wasn't aware that the Rav could be matter this nether. Would I have known that? I would have never divorced you. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question. The same person as Amoritz that doesn't know that the Chacham could be matter the nether is the same Amoritz that he doesn't know that a husband can be made for a nether. So why are we only concerned that he could say, oh, I wasn't aware that the Rav could be matter the nether. He could have just said, I wasn't aware that I could be made for the nether. So I saw a number of answers to this question. The Rambani answers as follows. He says, it's not that the husband doesn't know. Everybody knows about Hafara and Hatara. But Hafara works in a very simple manner when we learn Masechta Nedarim. All a husband has to do is say, I'm made for it. He doesn't have to explain. Hatara has to come with an explanation, has to come with a Pesach, which has to come with understanding. So the husband could say, Hafara, everybody knows about Hafara. It's no big deal to do Hafara. Hatara, the husband could say, I never thought that this is a nether that's subject to Hatara. However, other Mepharshim say, the parasha of Hafara is a parasha that is explicit in the Torah. This is the Rishash's Teretz. So everybody knows about Hafara. Hatara is not so explicit, and therefore there could be people that know about Hafara, but don't know about Hatara. A third Teretz that I saw that the Tosfos Yontif says is interesting, that when a husband divorces a wife, one of the things that the Beis Din is supposed to do is say, are there any Nedarim that your wife made that you want to be made for? So even if the husband was never aware of the din of Hafara, at least before the divorce, he'll become aware of it by Beis Din telling him about it. Hatara, he may never know about. Rebbe Lazar, and as we're going to understand in the Gemara, Rebbe Lazar's opinion is just the opposite of Ramea. Ramea is worried about the neder that had Hatara, but not the neder that has Hafara. Rebbe Lazar says just the opposite. The nether that the husband could be made for, the husband could always turn around perhaps and say, if I would have known that I could be made for this nether, I would have been made for it. Hatara, even the husband would never be satisfied with Hatara. Why? Because ain adam roitza shetizbaza ishta bebezdin. Nobody wants their wives to have to go through the process of Hatara. So really, says Rebbe Lazar, only a nether which is subject to Hafara should be a nether that would prevent the marriage from being reinstituted. Not a nether that is subject to Hatara. So what, but, says Rebbe Lazar, Chazal, since by a nether that's subject to Hafara, Chazal made a rule because of Kilkul that should be able to reinstate the marriage, Chazal expanded it to Hafara, to nether that's subject to Hatara also. Continues the Mishnah. There was a story in Tzidin where somebody said to his wife, I'm making a neder if I divorce you. And we'll explain this in Mitzvah Shem of the Gemara. Our Mishnah says that if somebody divorces his wife because of bad reputation, it has to be because he tells her that's the reason I'm divorcing you. Or, Mishum Neda Ani Mitziyacha. He tells explicitly, I'm divorcing you because you made a neder. Explains the Gemara. Kesavar. Because obviously, this explanation of our Mishnah holds. Tamamai. What's the reason Chazal said that you shouldn't take back your wife? Mishum Kekula. We're worried that I'll say later, if I would have known, I could be mad at the neder. If I would have known that she really didn't do anything so bad, I would have never divorced her. And then, the children are mamzer. When is there a concern, says the Gemara? If he tells her explicitly that this is the reason I'm divorcing you, that's when Matzah Mekalkala. We're worried that later on he'll say, I only divorced you for that reason. If the reason isn't here, the divorce isn't here. If he lied, but if he didn't say that's the reason, by Matz Makakala, we're not worried about it. However, the Ikadamri has the other explanation of our Mishnah. The Ikadamri says, Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Menuni, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Tzomrach Shiyay Mela, he asked the teller, have you das? You should be aware, Shemeshem Shem Rani Matziyacha, or Meshem Nadani Matziyacha. I'm divorcing you because you acted inappropriately. This explanation holds, Ksova Tamamai, what's the reason you're not allowed to take her back? We want to penalize these women that acted inappropriately. And as the Rishonim explained, Rashi explains, what is the nafkamina besides in Lomdus between the two pshatim? The nafkamina is very serious. According to the first pshat, that the concern is mishum kilko, so only when the husband explicitly said that this is the reason I'm divorcing you, is there such a concern. But if the husband never said it, we don't have to be concerned. According to the second pshat, of course, it's preferable that he says it, and that she can recognize and realize that the reason she can never remarry this man is because we're penalizing her. But the truth is, says Rashi and the other Rishonim, even if he didn't say it when they got divorced, that I'm divorcing you for this reason, makes no difference. He's not allowed to take her back. Why? Well, because we're giving her a punishment for acting inappropriately. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Kama, Tanya Kalishna Brasra. In other words, there are two explanations, as we explained when we said in the Mishnah, and understanding the Tanya Kama. Is the reason because of Kilkul, or is the reason because of Pritzis? Tanya Kalishna Kama, there's a Brisa that corroborates the first explanation. Omra Meya, Neima Omru, Hamoitzi Sishtim Shem Shemra. Why did Chazal say that if somebody divorces a wife because of a bad reputation, Lo Yachser, Omshim Neder, Lo Yachser, or for the reason, Shemetelech v'tenosil acher, there's always a concern that she may marry another man, v'nimtsa dvarim badoim, and then afterwards he'll find out that the nether wasn't a nether, the reputation wasn't warranted, v'yomer, and then the husband will say, Eli hayisi adeish kenhu, had I been aware that that was the situation, afilum hayu noisli meyamana, they could have given me an incredible sum of money, I was very happy with you. Lawyer Yisi Magarish, I would have never divorced you. The Nimtza get bottle, which would disqualify the get. And now that she's remarried, we have a real problem of Benem Mamzerim. Lefikach explains the Braisa. Oimim Loy, we tell him, have a Yodea. You should be aware. Shamaitse Sishtim Shem Shemra. If you're divorcing your wife because she has a bad reputation, Loyachse, you can never take her back. Umishim Nedis, similarly, if you're divorcing your wife because of the nether, Layachsid is never going to be able to take her back, and therefore we don't have to worry about Kilkel. However, says the Gemara, Tanya Kalishna Basra, there's a Brice that corroborates the other explanation. Omer Belezer Abiyosi, Neima Omer HaMoitis Ishtim Shem Shemra, why did the Chazal say if somebody divorces because his wife has a bad reputation, Layachsid can't take her back? Similarly, Umishim Nedir, if she divorces her because she made the Dorim Layachsir, Shlayay B'nais Yisrael, Prutzis Parais Minadarm. We want to make sure that Jewish women behave appropriately. Lefikach, therefore, Emrim Oimloi, we tell him, Emeloi, tell your wife, have your das, you should be aware that you're being punished. Shemeshem Shemra Ani Mitziacha, we're being divorced because you have a bad reputation. Or Meshem Neda Mitziacha, and a woman that's getting divorced because of those reasons can never have that marriage reinstated. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Call neder shiyada b'rabim." Rabbi Yehuda made a difference between a neder that people that shiyada b'rabim, where there he says lo yachser v'shlo yada b'rabim, but people are not aware of it. Yachser, he can't take her back. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Shuban Levi, my time Rabbi Yehuda." What's the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's distinction? Says the Gemara, "Diksef." The pasuk teaches us, pasuk in Yeshua, there was a nation called the Gevaonim. The Gevaonim were what Zion Umos, one of the seven nations that live in Eretz Yisrael. And they came and they fooled Yeshua. They were part of the Zion Umos, but they told Yeshua that we're from far away and we want to join Klal Yisrael and live in Eretz Yisrael. It was all false. The Pasuk says, V'loi kikum b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael did not kill them. Ki nishbalhem nesia eda. Why? Because they made a nether and it was a nether b'rabim. And once a nether is berabim, So that's why the nether cannot be annulled, and even though they deserve to be killed, Yeshua cannot kill them. Rabbanan, who don't make a difference between a neder berabim or not, so why weren't they killed? According to them, every shua could be annulled, so why wasn't that shua annulled? Rabbanan, hasam chal shua like klal, was the shua at all effective? It was a lie. Kivan the amru lahu, once they told Yeshua, mi eretz rechayke ba'anu, that we came from a faraway country, which was not true, Loibo, they weren't from faraway country, Lechai, Leshvo Klal. The Shvur was never a Shvur. So there's no worry about annulling the Shvur. So if there was no Shvur, so why didn't Yeshua actually kill them? Vaidlekatlinu, Shum Kedush Hashem. There was a concern of a Kiddush Hashem, a Chila Hashem, that people would think that they're killing Goyim, they're killing innocent people who made a deal with them. But not because of the Shvur. But according to Yehuda, there was a Shvur. What was the Shvur? Not only was it a Shvur, but it was a Shvur that could not be annulled because it was a Shvur that was made by Rabbim. So the Rishonim discussed a number of very interesting points. The Gemara said that the Shvur could not be annulled because it was made by Rabbim. Ask Tosfos, the halacha is that a Shvur by Rabbim, that if I make a Shvur to you, I cannot have that Shvur annulled if you're not here in the presence when I'm having the Shvur annulled. So why doesn't the Gemara say that they couldn't have the Shvur annulled because the Gevinim weren't there when they wanted to have it annulled? So Tosfos answers a very interesting teretz. Why is there a din that if I make a Shvur to you, I cannot have the Shvur annulled only in your presence? He said because it's only in a situation where you did me a favor, you did something good to me, and I'm repaying you by making a Shvur to you, so therefore you can't have the Shvur annulled unless you're here. But in a situation that I made a shvur to you, not because you did anything on my behalf, there halach is that the shvur could be annulled, even not in your presence. And that's what happened. The Gevinim didn't do anything for Klal Yisrael, so they didn't have to be there when the shvur was annulled. But then, there's a very significant discussion amongst Rishonim and Achronim with the following question. Torah says, Lo sechaya kol neshama. We have to kill out all the Zayin Umas. According to Rashi, Pshat Leisachai Kol Neshama, is that anybody from the Zayin Umas can't make any peace with them, just kill them. According to Ramban, according to Tosfos, Leisachai Kol Neshama only applies if they don't want to make peace with us. But if they want to make peace with us, then we can make peace with anybody, even with the Zayin Umas. So ask Mefarshim, whatever opinion we take in this Machlokes Rishonim, our Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. Because if we follow Rashi's opinion, that L'Sachai Kol Neshama means you're not allowed to, you have to kill all the Zayin Umas, the Shvur wasn't a valid Shvur anyway. It was a Shvur Levatel Samitzvah. They made a Shvur that we're going to live peacefully with you, and it's Levatel Samitzvah of L'Sachai Kol Neshama. So the Shvur wasn't a Shvur anyway. So how do we understand Rashi's Pshat? So Mefarshim say a beautiful explanation of Rashi. When is there a rule that a shvur levatel is a mitzvah is not a valid shvur? Is if when I make the shvur, I'm making the shvur with the knowledge and with the intent to be mevatel is a mitzvah. So there the Gemara says you can't make such a shvur. When they made the shvur here, they didn't know that they were part of the Zayin Umas. So the Shvur wasn't Levatel Samitzvah, even though it really was, but they weren't aware of it. There is no rule that a Shvur Levatel Samitzvah is not effective. That's how we understand Rashi. But now we need to understand the Ramban and Tosfos. According to the Ramban and Tosfos, that the din is that you can make peace with everybody. So what's the problem with the Gevinim? The Gevinim wanted to live peacefully. So if they wanted to live peacefully, so fine. Why are we worried that we have a problem with them? That they had a fool. Why did they have to fool us? Just come, make peace. So there are two explanations that I saw in the Rishonim. One explanation I saw in the Rishonim is that indeed we can make peace with everybody. But the only time that the peace is an effective peace is if they're willing to accept our authority. The Gevinim were anxious to make peace, but they didn't want to accept the authority of Klal Yisrael. Since they didn't want to accept the authority of Klal Yisrael, that's why the Shvur, the Gemara is saying, we have a problem. It is a Shvur, because they were willing to make peace, but they weren't willing to follow all of the rules, and that's why the Gemara says only because of a Kiddush Hashem, or because of a shvuah that's made by rabbim, could they not annul it? Or another teretz is, till when could peace be made according to these rishonim with everyone, even with the Zion Umis? That's only until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, that din doesn't necessarily apply. When did the Gevinim come? The Gevinim came after Yeshua already came to Eretz Yisrael. So there, even if they want to make peace, it's really not the same, and only because of Chilul Hashem or Shvuah B'Rabim could it not be annulled. Ask the Gemara. B'kama Rabim. Rabbi Yehud is teaching us that a shvuah that's made by rabbim cannot be annulled. How much is a rabbim? Says the Gemara of Nachman and Gimel. Nachman says 3 people. Rabbi Yitzchak Oyim Asorah 10 people. Rabbi Nachman and Gimel, where does he take the numbers 3 from? Yom and Beis, Rabbim Gimel. We know, we've discussed previously, Midaraisa, and I emphasize Midaraisa. A woman's life is a cycle of 7 and 11 days. Midaraisa, a woman only during the 11 days can become a Zava G'dayla. That means if she sees for 3 consecutive days a discharge, she needs Zayin Nakim. How do we know? Because the Torah says Yomim. The minimum of Yomim is 2. Rabbim is 1 more, 3 days. Rav Yitzchak Amar, Asara. A Rabbim is 10. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says Eidah, which means a minion of 10 people. So I saw that the Mefarshim used this Gemara a number of very interesting drush ways. One is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after Klal Yisrael did the Chet HaEgel, I'm going to destroy Klal Yisrael. After Chet Meragel. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zuchol Avadecha, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yisrael Avadecha. What is he trying to mention? He was trying to say that you made a shvu to Avraham, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. So becomes a shvu b'rabim. You made a shvu that they would enter Eretz Yisrael. A shvu that you made b'rabim can never be annulled, as our Gemara says. In fact, the Bnei Yisachar says, we say in the Shlosh Esrei Midos, one of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is v'rav chesed. What does v'rav chesed mean? So the Medrash says, if a person does an aver once, a person does an aver twice, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives him. Only if he does the Avera 3 times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu no longer forgive him. Why? V'rav. Only if you did the Avera Rabim. How much does our Gemara say is a Rabim? 3 times. Up to 3 times, Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chesed and doesn't punish us. Says the Bnei Yisachar, this is the basis for a minig that we all do. We probably don't know why. Now we'll know why. No, when we do Kiddush Levana, we turn around to 3 people and we say, Shalom Aleichem. What's Pshat? Why do we say to Shalom Aleichem to 3 people specifically? So he says, the Pasuk says, Shalom Rav Lahave Sarasecha V'ein Lomoy Michshal. Shalom Rav. If somebody has a lot of Shalom, V'ein Lomoy Michshal, he doesn't have to worry about any problems. How much is considered Rav? Our Gemara says, 3 times. So we say Shalom Aleichem every month to 3 people. Ein lama michshol, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that for this month we should not have any michshol, we should not have any problems. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh uses this Gemara, the Machlokes in this Gemara, to explain an interesting medrash. The Pasuk says that Avimelech came to make a treaty with Avram, Ufichosar Tzvoyoy Vachuzas Mereyov. The medrash, I believe it's Machloikas or Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, debates, what does Achuzas Mereyev mean? One Mandam says, Achuzas Mereyev is the name of a person. The other Mandam says, Achuzas Mereyev means, as the Pasuk seems to indicate, a group of people. What's the Machloikas? Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Avimelech was making a treaty, was making a shvu with Avram Avinu, that their descendants would live in peace. Avimelech wanted to make sure that this shvuah would never be annulled. That this shvuah could never be annulled. So one mandama says it was Avram. Fichel Satzvoy is the second individual. Achuzas Merei is the name of a person. You have 3 individuals. And 3 individuals, according to that opinion, is enough to make a shvuah that can't be annulled. The other mandama holds like the mandama of an Al Gemara, Yitzchak, that says you have to have 10 people. So Avram, Avram, Fichoil, and Achuz Mireyu, if Achuz Mireyu is the name of a person, it's only three people. It's not enough. So that's why he says Achuz Mireyu means a group of people. They came together to be a group of 10 people, that it should be a shvuah that can never be annulled. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Omer, call not the Shetzarech. So we had a debate between Ramey and Rabbi Lozer and our Mishnah. According to Ramey, it's really the shvuah that needs Hatorah, that can have Hatorah, that is the problem. According to Rabbi Lozer, it's just the opposite. What is the machloik between Rabbi Lozer and Ramey? Tan Rabbi Lozer Omer, le'osru tzorech, el'osreish ena tzorech. Really, the nether is only the nether that the husband can annul. But Chazal made the gzeir even by the nether that needs a chochem, a gzeir. But my kamafki, what is the basis of the machloik between Ramey and Rabbi Lezer? Ramey asava odem roitzah shetpaze ishto bebezdim. And as the Rishash explains, a person not only has no problem with his wife going to Bezdim, a person actually wants his wife to go through the humiliation of going to Bezdim. And therefore, it's not a concern to him that she would have to go to the Rav. So he could say, if I would have known by going to the Rav, you could have the shul annulled, I would have never divorced you. That's why Chazal say, Mishum Kilkel, don't get divorced. Rabbi Lazar holds just the opposite. Ain't not is to be Bezdin. So even if the husband wasn't aware, whether he was or wasn't aware, that his wife could have the shvuah annulled, makes no difference. Because he wouldn't want his wife to have to go to Bezdin to go through that humiliation. And therefore that shvuah is a shvuah we're not worried about. We're worried about the nether that he could have annulled by himself, and he could say, if I would have known that I could annul the nether, I would have never divorced you. The Mefarshim use this Gemara to discuss Rishonim, an issue that we discussed in Masechta Nedarim. The Halach is, a wife could have a nether annulled, like everybody can have a nether annulled. The question is, can a wife send a shliach to Bezdin on her behalf to have her nether annulled? So everybody agrees that a wife could send the husband. And according to Beleza, the Mefarshim explained, just like the husband says, I don't want my wife to be humiliated by going to Bezdin, I didn't want to be humiliated by going on her behalf to Bezdin. But according to the Mefarshim, that a wife could send a shliach, so what Rebbe Lezer is saying, Ein Adam Roitzah Shetizbaz Ishto BeBezdin, she doesn't have to go to Bezdin, and he doesn't have to go to Bezdin on her behalf, send a shliach. Say to Rishonim, even if you could send a shliach, it's going to be public, that the wife made a nether, and had to get to Bezdin to be annulled, which is a terrible embarrassment. He doesn't want to be humiliated that that's the kind of wife he has. So the Gemara, Mishnah at the end quoted this story. It says, what's the din that the Mishnah is referring to that was saying a Maisa to corroborate the din? It says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Mishnah. The Medvar Amurim, when is the discussion that if you divorce your wife, because she made a nadi, you can't take her back. Kshinadrihi, when she's making the nadarim. Avo nadi ihu, if he made a nadir, then these dinim don't apply. Daloch is yachsa. Because as the Mefarshim explained, a wife making nadarim is inappropriate behavior, or there's a concern of kilkel. But a husband, these concerns don't apply. And the Gemara, the Mishnah corroborates this thing. Rav of Yosef Yehuda, nice nam b'tzidin, that there was somebody told his wife, he made a nether that he's divorcing her, and he taka divorced her, and then Chazal said that he could remarry her. Says the Gemara, my koinim. First of all, ask the Gemara, what does the koinim mean? Amar Funa, but Omer, the person made the following nether, you also call perish of oil alai, or I should be also to all fruits, in any megashach, I don't divorce you. The tirulach shechs rena. Says the Marpashita, why shouldn't he? Maybe we should say, because the person did such a terrible thing, as we're going to learn, that he made such nadarim, he should not be allowed to take back his wife. The Tanya Reb Nosson Oimer, Hanoi de Kila Bon Obama, whoever makes a net, it's like he built a bomber. The Mekaimoi, Kila Hikr of Alea Carbon, and therefore the halacha ought to be that he should not be allowed to take her back, Kamashmalan, that we didn't make such a rule. So the Farshim discussed this then, of Hanoi de Kila Bon Obama. A few interesting comments. One is the Mefarshim say, this is only a person who is habitual in making the Dharma and not carrying them out. But if somebody always makes the Dharma and fulfills them, then there's no problem. Another, Heter I saw in the Rishonim, is if somebody makes a nether, somebody makes a nether and he fulfills it right away, that's not a problem. Hanoi de kilubana bama is if he doesn't fulfill his nedarim immediately. So I saw a Mayu de Gavart from the Ma'or v'Shemesh. Why Hanoider is kilubana bama? Says the Ma'or v'Shemesh. When does a person typically make a nether? A person gets angry, and his anger, he expresses a nether. Where does anger come from? Says the Ma'or v'Shemesh, a real musavart. He says anger comes from gaiva. A person who is about gaiva thinks everything has to go his way. And when something doesn't go his way, he gets angry. A person who's not about gaiva knows that it doesn't have to be the way I want. Hanoider. Somebody made a nether. Why did he make a nether? Because he was bekas. And why was he bekas? Because he's about gaiva. Kilubana bama. He's on a platform. He thinks he's the greatest. Then I saw Vart from the Leif Simcha. He says, how could the Gemara say that making a nether is a bad thing, when the Torah has a whole parasha in Parashas Matos discussing the nedarim? So how does the Gemara just make a statement? It's Hanoi the Kilubon Obama. So he makes two comments. One he says is that parasha maybe is talking about Nidrei Mitzvah, or we discussed the Masech Nedarim, Nether based Torah. But just making nedarim is Kilubon Obama. And he brings a raya from the Pasuk, that the Pasuk itself is teaching us that making a nether is inappropriate. Why? He says, usually we find in the Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to teach us mitzvahs, averus, how does the parasha usually begin? V'yidab Hashem, Moshe Leimer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to say whatever he's supposed to say. What do we find by the parasha of Nedarim? V'yidab Moshe, Al Rosh Shematos B'nei Yisrael. There is no V'yidab Hashem, Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to have his name connected to the parashas in the Dorim. Because as our Gemara says, Hanoidus Kilubon Obama. Says the Gemara, Mimnei Tikkun Olam. So the Mishnah ended with the words of Tikkun Olam. My Tikkun Olam, what does that mean? My Tikkun Olam, Amrav Sheish Sareisha. It's going back to the Reisha. That we said, if you divorce your wife because she has a bad reputation, or because she made in the Dorim, you can't take her back, because it's a Tikkun Olam, because a priestess will kill her. It's going in the Sefer. Here we said the rule is that if somebody makes a nether that he's going to divorce his wife, he's allowed to, and he divorces her, then he's allowed to take her back. Why? Says the Gemara, because there's no reason to make a rule that he should not be able to take her back. Says the Mishnah, somebody gets divorced because his wife is an idleness. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand the Mishnah. Rashi says that the person knows for sure that his wife is an illness, unable to have children, but he still divorces her because she can't have children. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says if somebody is aware that his wife is for sure an illness, then it's a mekachtos, and there's no need for a get. The whole kedushin, we're in error. Here we're dealing with a situation where there's a suffix if this woman is an illness or not, and because of that he's divorcing her. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yachzer. He can never take her back. The Chaim Rami Yachzer, he may. Says the Gemara, Nisus L'Acher. Let's say she remarries. He divorced her and he remarries her. And Baruch Shev Ayil Abonim Imenu. And they have children. Now she says, V'tavas K'subasa. You divorced me because I was an idleness, and that's why you didn't give me a K'suba. I'm obviously not an idleness. It's obviously your fault, because you see I, Baruch Shev, had children. Amar Yehuda, so Yehuda says, in this case, you're talking could get you into trouble. Because he only divorced you because you're an islandist. If you're going to press the point, he could say that the whole get was a mistake. And you had no right to marry that man, and your children are mamzerim. So it's best for you just not to talk too much and live happily with your second husband. Lememra, says the Gemara, the Yehuda. The Yehuda is the one that's chayish l'kakula. He's worried that if he'll take her back, that if he said I'm divorcing you because you're an illness, she could end up with a problem. Rabbanon, Adaman Dom, that's loy chayish l'kakula. Ask the Gemara. In the previous Gemara, we learned just the opposite. V'yipcha shemin Allah. We learned in the previous Gemara just the opposite. Tanan, hamotzi sishtem shem shemra, lo yachzer, mishem neder lo yachzer. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder makes a difference. It's only a neder shiyod bo rabim, which we explained is a neder that doesn't have a fara, lo yachzer. The shlo yad b'rabim. But if the rabbim are not aware of it, Yachzer, he could take it back. So we see just the opposite. Rabbanon are the man, the Amrim, that are the opinion that Chayish l'kakula, Rabbi Yehuda loy Chayish l'kakula. So how do we reconcile these two Mishnayis? Amr Shmuel says Shmuel Epoch. You should indeed reverse the opinions. You should indeed reverse the opinions of our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, V'amidik Tani Sefer. Let's continue learning our Mishnah. We just learned it. Nisus Lacher. If this woman who was divorced because she was in illness married a second husband, and she now has children from the second husband, and she now says, obviously, you divorced me without giving me my ksuba. You were wrong for that. Give me my ksuba. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. I'm Lash Tukasech Yafim Debrayach. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Chayesh L'Kakula. He's worried that he can mess her up by saying to her, if you talk too much, I'll say that the get is not a get. So we still again see Rabbi Yehuda's Chayesh L'Kakula. How do we say in the previous Mishnah we saw Rabbi Yehuda's not Chayesh L'Kakula? He's only worried about preetzes. Answers the Gemara, Hanami Epech. Just like we reverse the opinions in the Reish of our Mishnah, we have to reverse the opinions in the Sefer of our Mishnah. Abaya Amar Loilam Loit Epech. Rabbi Yehuda, by he, Savala Kramever, Savala Krabeloza. In the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda held like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbeya. Just to quickly review. According to Rabbi Lezer, we're worried about a nether that he could be made for. That he says, if I would have known I could be made for the nether, I would have never divorced you. Rabbeya was worried by a nether that could have gone to Rav. Where he says, if I would have known that you could take the nether to the Rav, I would have never been made for you. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to both of those opinions, which are both based on Kilkel. So in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda is worried about Kilkel, and in this Mishnah, he's worried about Kilkel, and his opinion remains consistent. Again, Abayam lo'olam lo'itepech, Rabbi Yehuda, in the previous Mishnah, is concerned about Kilkel. A Kilkel, which is a combination of Rameya's concern and Rameya's concern. Savalok Rameya, v'savalok Rameya. B'tzorich, by a nether that you have to take to by a nether that you have to take to a Rav, Savala Krevelozer, and Sarach Savala Kremeya. Says the Gemara, so we've explained Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. In the previous Mishnah, he's worried about Kilkel, like Kremeya and Krevelozer, and now Mishnah is worried about Kilkel. But says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rabbi Yehuda Kasha, was there only a question in understanding the opinion of Yehuda, Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Lekasha? We had a question, Rabbanan also. Then the previous Mishnah, Rabbanan, were not worried about Kilkel. In our Mishnah, they are worried about Kilkel. How will you reconcile the Rabbanan? So before we go further, the Rishonim say, how does Abai reconcile the Rabbanan? So we review the beginning of our Shir. When we began our Shir, the Mishnah, the Gemara, we said there were two ways of explaining the Rabbanan in the first Mishnah. One way of explaining the Rabbanan in the first Mishnah was the Rabbanan were concerned about Kilkel. If that's the case, we have a Gevaldige Stira. But if we say the opinion of Rabbanan in the previous Mishnah is because of Preetzes, so the two Mishnahs are not the same subject. The previous Mishnah is Preetzes, this Mishnah is Kilkel. That's how Abai explained the Rabbanan. The previous Mishnah, Rabbanan's opinion were based on Preetzes. They don't hold about Kilkel. And here too, they're not worried about Kilkel, and they remain perfectly consistent. Another way that I saw that the Yam Shel Shloima says how Abaye will explain the Kasha, the Rabbanan, and Rabbanan. He says, when you use the word Rabbanan, it doesn't necessarily mean the same person every time. So he would answer Abaye that the Rabbanan of the previous Mishnah are not the same Rabbanan of this Mishnah, so you can't ask questions. Rav Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Lekasha. There is no Kasha, Rabbi Yehuda, Kedushaninan. Yehuda's always worried about Kilkel. In the previous Mishnah, he's worried about Kilkel like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar explained. And in this Mishnah, he's worried about Kilkel as our Mishnah says. Rabbanan and Rabbanan Akasha. Man Chachamim. Who is the opinion of the Chachamim? Rameya. Rameya is the man that says, Bein and Tanai Kofel. V'ochav my skinin. Our Mishnah is referring to a situation with Loi Kafle L'Tanai. We know that the entire concept that a Tanai, that a stipulation works in Halacha, we learn from the B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain. And there, the stipulation was doubled. If you go in front of Klal Yisrael, fine, then you'll get your portion day Yadeh, if not, not. Rameya says that our Mishnah is referring to a situation that he didn't make a Tanai Kofel. in the previous Mishnah, he did make a Tanai Kafel. That's why there is a concern, because what he said properly with a Tanai Kafel. Our Mishnah, he didn't say with a Tanai Kafel. So the question is very obvious. Why are we explaining the two Mishnayos not in the same way? If he didn't make a Tanai Kafel in this Mishnah, we should explain that the previous Mishnah, he didn't make a Tanai Kafel. Or vice versa. If we're saying that the previous Mishnah made a Tanai Kafel, we should say that this Mishnah, he also made a Tanai Kafel. The Shoyim asked this question. The Shoyim say a very nice answer. The Mishnah here has come to teach us a very big chiddush. Avada, you always have to make a Tanai Kafel. And Avada, if a person is divorcing his wife, and he's divorcing her because of a reason, he expresses it properly. I'm divorcing you because you made a neder, and if you didn't, then I'm not divorcing you. Our Mishnah, it's not a stipulation, it's a fact. So you would think that you don't have to make a Tanai Kafel. I'm divorcing you because of an idleness. You have this problem. Teaches us Rameyer that until you make the Tanai Kafel, it's not considered that you express yourself properly. I called you twice. You got both messages.
Yeah, I got messages. Yeah.
Okay, so it was fixed?
Yeah, it was fixed, yeah.
My wife told me that you also. Yeah, he's good to hire.